It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Well, we made it to the final What's News report of 2021. And the year came to a tragic end. A vicious wildfire that began Thursday morning in Boulder County, Colorado, spread and destroyed about 1,600 acres in just a few hours, burning hundreds of homes and causing thousands of people in two communities to evacuate. Fueled by historically powerful winds and drought-parched land, about 580 homes were destroyed, along with a hotel and a shopping center, making this possibly the most destructive fire in Colorado state history. Thankfully, no deaths or missing people were reported immediately. And as quickly as the winds began, they were due to subside overnight and the weather to swing quickly to the other extreme. The fire-ravaged area is now under a winter weather warning as of Friday morning, with 5 to 10 inches of snow expected to fall by Saturday. The Marshall Fire appears to have been caused by downed power lines. About 15,000 customers had no power early Friday in Colorado, most of them in Boulder County. The National Weather Service said that Thursday's event was a, quote, truly historic windstorm, with winds gusting over 100 miles per hour in Jefferson and Boulder counties, fueling the blazes. The CDC is out with some new year-end information about the coronavirus, and the surge in infections fueled by Omicron could peak in mid-January and last just a few weeks, they say, rather than months. That would mirror the rise and fall in South Africa, where the Omicron variant was first identified. But in the meantime, as infections soar, hospitals face staff shortages, and the CDC is warning that even vaccinated travelers should avoid cruises. Got it? Okay. Now, in their 50-minute phone call on Thursday, President Biden reiterated that Russia would face unprecedented and punishing sanctions from Washington and its allies if Putin were to proceed with a new invasion of Ukraine. Putin reportedly told Biden that such actions would be a mistake, quote, which our descendants will later appreciate as a huge one. Many such mistakes have already been made over the past 30 years. Therefore, it is advisable not to make such mistakes in this situation. The U.S. and Russia are scheduled to hold bilateral talks in Geneva on January 9th and 10th. Those will be followed by talks at the NATO-Russia Council on January 12th and negotiations at the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, which includes Ukraine, on January 13th. And the jury in Ghislaine Maxwell's trial found Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend and enabler guilty on 5 of the 6 charges against her. Well, with the new year comes some new laws. A bunch of them go into effect around the country. A few highlights. Workers in 21 states will see an increase in the minimum wage in the new year. In 8 states, New York, California, Delaware, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Rhode Island, the increases are part of scheduled raises in efforts to reach a $15 minimum wage in the coming years. Some states also increased rates because of previously approved legislation or ballot initiatives and other state-mandated wage increases. In places like Arizona, Colorado, Maine, Minnesota, Montana, Ohio, South Dakota, Vermont, and Washington, those are due to automatic cost of living adjustments based on inflation. In Missouri, voters passed a proposition back in 2018 that gradually increases the statewide minimum wage to $12 over 5 years. Michigan, New Mexico, and Virginia adopted similar legislation with $12 goals. And Connecticut, Oregon, Florida, and Nevada will also see minimum wage increases, which go into effect later in the new year. Some of the other new laws scheduled to take effect Saturday at midnight as the calendar turns the page to 2022. Some deal with abortion as the Supreme Court takes up the matter in the first week of the new year. In the meantime, a new law in New Hampshire prohibits abortion after 24 weeks, with exceptions for the mother's life or physical health. There are new animal welfare laws. For example, beginning Saturday, California will have the nation's toughest living space standards for breeding pigs. Maryland will join a number of states with a new law that will prohibit the sale of any new cosmetic product if it contains ingredients that were tested on animals. Some drug law changes take effect. Recreational marijuana becomes legal in Montana. The state voters approved the change in a November 2020 initiative. There are some laws against physical discrimination and a good move. Both Illinois and Oregon new laws take effect that ban discrimination based on physical characteristics such as a hairstyle. In Oregon, the bill, unofficially known as the Crown Act, will ban discrimination based on, quote, physical characteristics that are historically associated with race, including hairstyles like braids, locks, and twists. A number of states also passed new criminal justice laws in 2021, spurred by the protests following the murder of George Floyd and other black people killed by police. An Illinois law standardizes certification of police officers by the Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board and allows for decertifying officers for repeated errant or unethical behavior instead of only when they're convicted of a crime. In North Carolina, law enforcement recruits must now receive psychological screenings by a licensed psychologist to determine their suitability for the job before they can work as an officer or deputy. I like that one. In Oregon, a new law requires a police officer who witnesses another officer engaging in misconduct or a violation of the state's minimum moral fitness standards to report it to a supervisor within 72 hours. A police agency must then complete an investigation within 3 months and report findings of misconduct that rises above minor violations to the state. Those are just a few of the new laws that go into effect as 2022 arrives. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler, thanking you for listening this year, for being plugged in and involved. We need to increase our numbers in 2022. On behalf of everybody at Progressive Voices, thank you for listening, and let's take on the new year. Happy New Year. Let's make it one.